The scripture reading today is Habakkuk 1, 1 through 4, and 2, 1 through 4, in the Pew Bible on page 821 and 822, or on the screen, or I'm using the large print. The oracle that the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not listen, or cry to you violence? And you will not save. Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack and justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Therefore judgment comes forth perverted. I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what he will answer concerning my complaint. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain on tablets so that a runner may read it. For there is still a vision for the appointed time. It speaks of the end and does not lie. If it seems to tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Look at the proud. Their spirit is not right in them, but the righteous live by their faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Mark, I didn't warn you either, but would you like to read the gospel lesson this morning? Come. This is one of those football moments. I'm calling audibles left and right. Here we go, sir. Where are we at? 19, 1 through 10. This is the gospel lesson. This is God's word in the midst of people. If you are comfortable standing, we ask you to do so in honor of the gospel.
Through it. A man was there named Zacharias. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead, and he climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacharias, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble, and he said, he has gone to be a guest of one of who is a sinner. Zacharias stood there and said to the Lord, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I'll let you sit down. Mark, thank you. Again, no warning. Sometimes God's going to call us that way, isn't it? Sometimes you're in the weirdest places and God calls us and said, I have something for you to do. But God has prepared him. I knew that he knew the gospel. I knew he knew the word. And I knew how he knew how to be in the midst of that. And he did a great job. Amen?
Amen.
You will too. You will too. Have confidence. Trust in the Lord. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's messy. You know, Habakkuk, we heard that this morning. Christa read from Habakkuk. Things are just going to hell in a handbasket. May I use that phrase in church? That's about the size of it, isn't it? Things are just looking bad. We see wrongdoing. We see trouble. Destruction and violence are all around us. We have allergies. Strife and contention arise. This was written about Habakkuk, but I think it might have been written about Congress today.
The laws do not prevail. The wicked surround the righteous. But Habakkuk says, he says, I will stand at my watchpost and station myself on the rampart. And I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what God will answer concerning my complaint. We understand. We've been there. We've been in the midst of all that's happening, and it's awful stuff. Speaking of awful, did you see Game 6 of the World Series? Runner is headed for first base. They throw the ball. They collide, and the ball goes flying. And the umpire calls the runner out. Did you see that? Did you just run out in the yard and scream bloody murder when that happened? It is one of the most controversial things that's happened in Major League Baseball history, especially in the World Series. It's a travesty. It's beyond imagination. Where is the justice? Where is God to reach down and smite that referee and straighten things out? Thank you for laughing. Thank you for smiling at me. We get caught up in minutiae, don't we? We got caught up in the little things. We get caught. I have on one side of my house, there's a street there, and it says no parking, stopping, or standing. After school, the people stop to pick up their kids. They'll park there for a half hour, 45 minutes. I am just incensed. Isn't it amazing that we can get caught up in such trivialities, such little stuff? Now, that's not to say that there aren't real stuff. By the way, if your mind is now locked into baseball, stop and put that aside. This is not a sermon about baseball. It's a sermon about when things do happen. Significant problems do occur, and they are there, and we see them, and we're living in the midst of some. But, you know, the more I look, the more I think that every generation has been in the midst of some sort of crisis. Habakkuk obviously was in the midst of something. It seems to be the case. We see that things happen, but that's not to make light of injustices and wrongdoings and strife today. Those are real. And we are called to those. Christians are called to righteousness, to be about advocating and celebrating righteousness and justice and righting wrongs where they are. But Habakkuk complains to God. And God's response is interesting. He says, the righteous live by their faith. The righteous live by their faith. So the world's going horribly wrong. Things around us, maybe even in our personal life, things are going horribly wrong. And we're trying to walk our path. We're trying to move on to perfection, aren't we? Are we moving on to perfection? I'm training them on that, Daniel. They're coming along slowly, but they're getting there. So we're trying to walk that path. We're trying to get better. We're moving on to perfection. And as we do so, the righteous live by their faith. Gene Tucker, he's a commentator I read and a pastor and a professor at some seminary school somewhere. I don't know where. But he phrased it another way. He said, in fidelity to God, the righteous ones live the full life. Think about that a minute. In walking the walk the best we can, we will find fullness. It doesn't mean that all the injustices are changed. We've got to keep working at those. And it doesn't mean we have to get wrapped up in that. This baseball call, I don't know what they're going to do about the World Series thing. But we can let it go. And we can walk in righteousness. And in that, we begin to move into the kingdom. We begin some fulfillment in our lives. We become centered on God, and God is in us, and it's okay to have some peace and some celebration, isn't it? There was Zacchaeus. Now, you know he was a tax collector, and we've talked about tax collectors. They were persons non grata. They were to be despised and detested. He's not only a tax collector, he's a chief tax collector. And he's not only a chief tax collector, he's rich. And you know how he got rich. We all know how he got rich. Boy, is he to be despised. I mean, by Hebrew standards, he's evil. By the people that he's defrauded, he's evil. We just want to shout foul. Lord, hit him with a bolt of lightning. But Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree. I have to stay at your house today. Incredible. Can you imagine the disciples when that happened? Did he get into too much wine? What's going on? This is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is not a man that any of us will have anything to do with. He's going to go and bless him with his presence over a meal and stay in his home. Yeah, I know. Zacchaeus repents. He says, if I have defrauded anybody, I'll repay them. I will do great good works. Thank you, Lord. So he's made some transition. He's repented and he's making compense for his sin, but there still ought to be some punishment there somewhere, in my opinion. If I'm judge, need to leave that aside, don't we? So there's a song. There's a couple of sisters named Maggie and Susie Roach. I don't know if they call it Roach or Roche, but they've done a handful of albums. One of them has died since now, but I don't follow them devotedly, but they did an album entitled Zero Church. And on that, there's it's about celebration. It's about worship. It's about us and Christ and all kinds of fun things. And there's a piece here that we're going to play it. And it has an interesting heritage, you see. They were interviewing one of the gals, and they said a guy named Kent Keith, who was going to Harvard about 1968, Harvard University, and he wrote a handbook for student council presidents. For what he told me, he put them in a drawer, and then 30 years later, he realized that they had gotten onto the internet and had traveled around the world. So here is his advice in song form. And the name of the song is Anyway. Paya, please.
Between you and God,
I have to limit how often I listen to that. It reaches deep into me. It is a prayer and a celebration. And it's about life, and it's about us, and it's about God. And it's about not looking at all of them, but about looking at God. And about God looking at us. The Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. And we give thanks. Amen. Amen.